Disney released its live-action remake of the movie Mulan in theaters in China 3 days ago, and it was a slow start. The film is about a young woman who disguises herself as a man and takes her father's place in the army to defend Imperial China from invaders.
Your job is to bring honor to the family. Do you think you can do that?
It was meant to be a hit in one of the world's biggest movie markets. Instead, it's been embroiled in controversy. NPR's John Ruwitch explains.
Mulan drew an estimated $23.2 million during opening weekend in China. That's a soft start in a target market of over a billion people, but just the latest headache the movie's given Disney. There was controversy last year when lead actress Liu Yifei supported Hong Kong police in their crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrations. And this month, keen-eyed critics noticed that part of the movie was filmed in the Chinese region of Xinjiang. Disney thanks Xinjiang authorities in the credits. The Chinese government is accused of persecuting Muslims in Xinjiang in the name of fighting terrorism. Calls for a boycott of Mulan have grown. Disney is keeping its head down.
The calculus is that this is just going to blow over.
Chris Fenton is a movie executive and author of a book about the dilemmas American movie studios and other businesses face in China. He says he can understand why Disney might have filmed in Xinjiang. In 2005, he wanted to shoot the World's Strongest Man competition in Beijing for ESPN. The Chinese government suggested they consider the inland city of Chengdu instead. It wasn't really a choice.
If we don't do that, well, then I don't know if you'll get access. If we do that, we'll give you 1,000 policemen. We'll give you free rooms at the nicest hotel. Like, that's sort of how it works.
And with China poised to surpass the U.S. in box office revenue, it's an impossible market to ignore. For Disney, it goes beyond box office. The company owns a big chunk of a multi-billion dollar Disneyland resort in Shanghai, and its partner is the city government. Asked about the controversies, Disney referred NPR to comments by CFO Christine McCarthy last week. She said some scenery from Mulan was shot in China. She said acknowledging governments that let you film on location is a widely followed practice. Ann Kokas of the University of Virginia says in China, Disney basically acts like a Chinese company. And its response to the Mulan controversies has been in character.
I think it's going to help them in terms of their ability to remain in the mainland market, the fact that they've held this line so firmly. And I don't see it hurting them in the U.S. market, to be perfectly honest.
Stanley Rosen is a professor at the University of Southern California.
For Hollywood, the distinction is a very fine one. You have to, in some way, sell out in order to cash in.
Tolerance for selling out may be waning, though. American views on China have dimmed, and there's now bipartisan support in Washington for getting tough against Beijing. Chinese influence over Hollywood is in the crosshairs. In Shanghai, at least one moviegoer said he wouldn't pay a cent to see Mulan on moral grounds, even though he's a Disney fan. He acknowledges, though, that he's in the minority when it comes to views in China on Hong Kong and Xinjiang.
I'm quite the isolated island. When I talk to my colleagues, most of them doesn't know the situation.
The man, named Michael, asked NPR not to use his full name because Hong Kong and Xinjiang are politically sensitive subjects in China. Mulan may flop in China anyway. The cartoon version did. The live-action film gets a rating of 4.9 out of 10 on the Chinese social networking site Douban. The consensus seems to be that foreigners have failed once again to tell this Chinese story right. John Ruwitch, NPR News.